Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Danilo Petrovic.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Evgeny Donskoy.
I'm Henry Laaksonen.
I'm Peter Turepko, and you're listening to the Game to Love podcast.
Hey, welcome back, tennis fans. Here we are. Yeah, we just had a ridiculously crazy week. Last week, we had the Madrid Masters came to an end. Two epic finals we had in the end. Sabalenka winning yet another Masters, but finally defeating Ash Barty the third time of asking this year. And obviously, Alex Zverev, not many people picked him, but he was there right to the end and the player of the week on the men's side.
Yeah, we're looking through the bracket. You can see the women's one was probably more picked than the men's. Like, not many people were expecting Zverev to beat Nadal. Zverev to go all the way and win it. Obviously, then he had to come through team as well. Berrettini as well. Kind of an unlikely player to be reaching the final. There was obviously some good players in that side of the bracket. I think, was that the Tsitsipas's side as well?
Yeah.
And some other players as well. However, it did happen. And where did you want to start? Did you want to start with the women's?
Yeah, mate. I mean, let's just get into that. Obviously, that was the one that happened first. It was on the Saturday because they started the day before. And I was like highly anticipated. I know we covered the semi-finals for the men's on the Saturday, which was Zverev versus Dominic Thiem. But this one was more anticipated for me, not only because it was a final, just because their history this year. They've been in some epic battles already. And it was Sabalenka who got bageled last time, and she returned the favour to Ash Barty in the first set. What a match, though. I loved this match, mate, didn't you?
Probably, I don't know. I don't want to say it was my favourite final, but maybe it was, purely for the fact that the striking of Sabalenka was just remarkable. Like, for someone to overpower the world number one off the court, you've got to be something special. Barty doesn't lose much, and she doesn't lose in finals either. She's an absolute champion, someone who's done so well in Grand Slams in the past as well. And Sabalenka just took it to her after probably a bit of a disappointment in Stuttgart, really, because she sort of fell away in that last set. Was it a bagel in the last set against her in the final?
Yeah,
she sort of like just got worse and worse. However, this time she had to do it in three and she just got better, really. Well, she started great, then sort of went off a little bit, and then she come back stronger. And that's the most impressive thing for me. You'd expect her after losing that second set. Barty was odds on favourite to win that final after taking the second. Like, everyone was expecting her to clean up in the third. And Sabalenka managed to dig in and show some mental fortitude to be able to say, you know what, I'm actually going to win this whole thing and take the trophy. And for that, in a Masters as well, I think super impressive. And I think Sabalenka now, people need to be really worried about her. Obviously, you've got Serena Williams coming to the end of her career. I know she beat her recently when they played, but it's not a player you want to be playing. And I think a lot of the women on tour are going to be a bit scared to be facing a Sabalenka, especially now she's, what, number four in the world as well.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was worried about her on the hard courts as well, and didn't really give much credit to her for her clay court form. But she's 11-2. Well, she's 11-0 Ash Barty, I think, this year, is it? I don't know, but she's 11-2. Last year, 5-2. So she's been gradually getting better and better. And I think she's probably going to be one of the hot favourites for the French Open now after a performance like that. I think she looks so good. And to finally show that mental resolve that she failed to show the week before in the last final against Barty shows that she's still learning. She's only 22 years old and she's growing as a player. So powerful. Remember those serves, mate?
Yeah.
How far? 220 kilometres an hour?
No, they were ridiculous. There was
outrageous.
It was mental, and Barty couldn't really handle it. You can see there wasn't loads of aces, but on clay, pretty good to have 9 aces still. It's not John Isner numbers, but it's still pretty amazing. Three double faults, it can happen when you're a big server like that. But overall, I don't even know if the stats tell much of the story. That first set, we did the live watch along for it, and it was just one of the best sets of tennis I've ever seen. I know we don't have unforced errors here, but there was hardly any. It was just all clean winners. The returns of Barty, the actual serves of Barty, you'd probably argue that they wasn't good enough, but I don't know if they were. I think it was just the returning of Sabalenka made them look so bad, because Barty's not a bad server. She's been serving well all week. It's just Sabalenka was just swatting them away like they weren't there. And something to talk about with Sabalenka is obviously she started the year amazing as well. I know we both picked her to win the Australian Open, because we got caught up in the bit of recency bias.
Definitely.
She went on like Abu Dhabi, she won that, and then she won, what was it, before that 15 match winning streak.
Yes.
Cheers for that midfield maestro. But I remember she looked like the woman to be, and she's kind of finding that form again now. You got obviously Rome happening right now. Watch out for her. I know she's going to be potentially drawn against Barty, and that might be a third round if they meet, but their path looked like they could be locked again and meeting. Yeah. For like 100th time this year. But I don't know. I feel like she's just going to be maybe one of the favourites now for Rome. I think if not the favourite.
Mate. Well, yeah. And how crazy is this? Sorry to go on to what people have picked on their brackets. But can you believe that I'm just looking through and the top 35 people haven't picked her to win it? There's one past two people. I've got having her winning it, considering how well she played last. More people have Ash Barty winning this tournament than Sabalenka, which, credit, because she's the most consistent female player for me on the tour. There's no doubt about that. Ash Barty, incredible player, and she proved herself to still be incredible, to get bageled in the way that she did. She didn't really get a hit of the ball, to be honest, and to still be fresh and hitting well after not really hitting a ball after one set. I thought it was testament to her to go into the third and be the favourite to win the match. So.
although we've just bigged up Sabalenka massively, like probably Barty's going to be favourite if they play again, because how likely is it Sabalenka's going to play like she did in that first set? Obviously, she's got it in her, and I think that's why it's all going to be in Sabalenka's hands. Really, if she's able to produce at that top level, then she'll win, and I don't see anyone stopping her. But whether she can do it or not, you've spoke about it so many times, consistency is key. And there's very few players across both the men's and women's tour who are super consistent. But Ashley Barty is someone who is, to be fair. It's very rare to find her on an off day. I think we kind of saw one at the start of the year in the Australian Open, but she still gave it a good match. It wasn't like a complete annihilation. No. So I think it's always going to be tough against her. And probably Ashley Barty will get revenge and beat her now.
Well, you never know that if they meet, I have that in my bracket. If I think if they meet again, Barty then gets one back over on her. But wait and see if they even manage to both get to that stage. They've been playing a lot of tennis. If you're making the final every single week, it's going to catch up with you at some point, you would think.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not something that we could say for the men's final, really, because Zverev, he had a long time off to consider what he was doing for the next tournament. He obviously lost to Ivashka and was Dosser of the Week on the poll on the
just,
Discord.
Just one thing, Ben, before we go on to the men's, just announce the women's winner.
I was just trying to bring it up at this second, actually.
We'll stick to the women's and we'll just talk about who won the bracket, because I can announce, I'll wait for you to get it up, but the winner of the women's bracket was Isaac. So well done to you, Isaac, if you're listening. You did very well.
I think, I'll bring it up.
Yeah, I'll wait for you to get up. I'm not sure. I think you did call Barty. Most likely did.
So here we go.
Or if not, you had a brilliant bracket. It's very close though. Big Al, 1 point away. Big Al's won quite a few of them.
Let's have a look on Isaac's one. As you can see there, look at all that green, mate. Had a stormer. Gosh. Wow.
Did you get anything wrong?
Just Svitolina there. Had Ash Barty.
Who was the winner, did he have?
Bear with me one sec. Had Ash Barty there, yeah. Had a Sabalenka Barty final though. So
had Sabalenka to win, so called it the wrong way. Oh no, had Ashley Barty to win, sorry, and Sabalenka won, obviously, yeah. So almost got it right. No, I was getting mixed up. I was saying Ash Barty, but she didn't win, obviously. Sabalenka won.
Yeah.
I was getting mixed up earlier, apologies. But yeah, so he came very close. He called the final. I don't think many people did that. So well done to you, Isaac, for winning.
Well done. Very big congratulations. And let's just have a look down there. We'll see some other names. Harry Carrillo in there, up in seventh. Well done, sir. Table tennis is in there as well. Well done to you. So, any more reggers? Almino did all right in this one. Well done. Moving down. JG's up there, 19th, mate. Not too bad, mate. I don't know where, mate.
I think we cut it off there. We only did top 20.
I won't even go to where I was.
Any of us anymore.
Let's not embarrass me, I think you mean.
Yeah, but I mean, well, it could turn on the other way. If I make this rule now, then for the next one, when I'm like 30th or 40th, we don't have to look either.
Okay.
Or 100th.
All right. I like this idea. Right. Okay. We'll come away from there. But yeah, as I was saying, just sort of segueing on, Zverev had a Dosser of the Week performance and then followed it up with a Player of the Week performance. Really just bizarre. Let's just have a look at his head to head.
A title. He followed that with a title, a Masters tournament. Incredible.
And what happened here? I mean, lost to Ivashka in Germany, which you'd think he would do probably the best. I had him winning the tournament, I think, or something.
Yeah, I think he had him getting to the final.
This is typical, really, of my brackets. I have him winning that one, and then when I don't have him winning, he goes and wins it. So, typical. I don't know whether he's coming or going, Zverev. So, well done to him, though. As you can see there, didn't drop a set to Nishikori, Evans, Nadal, or team, and only Berrettini was able to nick a set off him in the final. It was very, very cagey, wasn't it? Remember that tiebreak in the final? In the first set, he went for that massive second serve.
It's brilliant for the neutral in terms of just watching. I was pretty well, actually, not really. I wasn't that neutral. I wanted Berrettini to win, I must admit. I'll be honest, but just watching, I was quite relieved to see that he did that ridiculous second serve. But it's a fine balance, because there's so many times he can do that. I think we saw it in this match where he goes for a big second serve, basically like a first, and he finds an ace. So it's like, I can't really criticize him too much for it, because it does work both ways. But to do it on such a pivotal moment in the match, that's what I think is slightly stupid. Granted, if you can do it during the match, don't do it in a tie break at 6-all. Yeah. It's just so stupid. You can see there, he did it at 8-all, did he? And then he threw away the set. I think it was 8-all.
Wasn't it a set point, or was it a set point down? I can't remember. Yeah, I think it was with Atul. I think you're right to give him set point, wasn't it? Yeah. It was a bit bizarre. And then you saw him get annoyed in the next set when he had a line call go against him, and then he decided just to power in a second serve ace on one of those. So yeah, like you said, he has all the ability to do it, but it's just the weather.
It's a timing thing for me. Just don't do it in a special big moment, or facing break point or match point or something ridiculous like that, or even in a tie break right near the death. However, Zverev did it yet again, beating Berrettini, one of the most informed players this year.
Yeah,
people don't realize the guy hasn't lost very many matches whatsoever. He's already in Rome and he's beaten Bashvili today. So Berrettini is incredible. Did well at the ATP Cup, doing well all season. I'm really, really happy to see him having a great year. I'm hoping to see him in the race for Turin, or just keep pushing for that top 10 spot, to be fair, because he's more than capable of getting there.
Yeah.
But on Zverev, what more can you say? That's his second title there in Madrid.
Yeah.
He certainly loves the conditions. Probably going to be favourite for next year's Madrid, I'll be honest. He seems just perfectly made for the tournament. Obviously, the high altitude, the ball spins off the surface so
roof
fast.
Closed as well, helped him out.
Closed roof. Yeah. It was just made for him. It really was made for him. And as you're flicking through the stats, I don't have my glasses on, mate, so I can't read them. I'll let you go through some of them.
Yeah, I mean, some of the like serving stats are pretty high. I mean, obviously, he did 7 double faults, which you don't like to see from him, but and still won the match, though. So it's credit to him that he was still able to do that. You see his first serve points one pretty high, 76%, which tells a story. And his second serve, not too bad either, 55% there. Pretty good. Break points, he only had 3 against him, but he managed to have 8 himself. So he was pretty offensive. The match didn't really get going until the business end of the first set, really, for me.
Yeah.
I think it was a very slow.
It was a very
burner.
business end orientated match. Seemed to always come to life at the latter end of each set. But one thing on Berrettini, I thought he actually played quite well. I can't really be too critical of him. The only thing is maybe a little bit more concentration in the business end, to be fair. Especially that second set, I thought he fell away too easily. But regardless of that, he served well. I thought he was commanding. Obviously, he's 85% of the time after his first serve, he's on the forehand. And when he can manipulate the ball into the forehand every time, he's going to be dangerous. And I think he can beat a lot of players on tour. And the sky's the limit. He's going to just keep getting better and better. He's in Rome now. My biggest fear is fatigue. Like, how is he going to get through? But he got through 3 sets against Basasvili today. So yeah, hopefully he'll get a day's rest and he'll be back again.
Yeah, I mean, I think we both thought he would be too tired for that one. And the first
set...
Well,
I was saying he was going to pull out. I wasn't sure if he was going to be playing it, but I'm glad he is and he's looking good.
Yeah, I mean, I was sort of had a one eye on the match earlier on today. And the first set, I thought, oh, yeah, there we go. He lost the first set 6-4. And then you thought, oh, no, it's just going to unravel. He's just going to go out. But well done to Berrettini. He just showed a lot of resolve. Still had the power, didn't lose any power. And was serving really well in the last 2 sets today. So well done to him. Ruined my bracket. But, well, I like to see Berrettini as far into the competition or every tournament as he can get, because you can see he got to 1 Masters final there. Maybe he's looking to win one now. Yep. Obviously, Zverev now has 4 Masters to his name. So
I think it's a matter of time, mate. He definitely can win it. Maybe in Rome. Yep. You never know. I just want to give a shout out to Thomas Rock for the super chat. Sorry, mate. We're not ignoring you.
Cheers, buddy.
He said on behalf of Harry Carrillo, obviously, Harry Carrillo had a good bracket for the women's, was it? He had a good one. We'll get on to the bracket for the men's now, and then we'll go on to some stuff in Rome, because I know there's a lot of people in the chat wanting me to repent for some terrible predictions I made on one of the watch-alongs. So I will be getting into that shortly. I'm not going to go through everyone's names, but I just want to say big thanks to everyone who has joined us tonight. We've got a lot of the regular faces here. If you haven't liked the video, please hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and let's have a look at the men's bracket, see how people go on.
Yeah, let me just bring it up, because obviously it won't bring up the full standings. Okay, here we go. I'll take that one off, get the next one on. Here we go. This is the ATP. Oh, this is Rome at the moment. Oh God, I've gone and messed it up. What am I doing? Going on the wrong one, aren't I? Here we go. Right, okay. Go back to the beginning again. And then we go all the way down here. And there we go. There's Madrid.
Nice one. So there we go. Tom. Tom Lazar. We did a prize for this tournament. So congratulations to Tom. I believe it's been sent out already.
It has.
He contacted you. So
yeah.
Well done for that. We will be doing a prize for... Are we doing it for the men's and women's for Rome, or just the men's again?
Maybe we should mix it up, mate. Maybe we should go with... maybe we should do both. I don't know. Yeah, maybe we'll go with both for this one, I think, because I think we were sort of umming and ahhing whether to do both on the last one.
Yeah.
And I think both people probably... Well, look at the points totals they got on this one. 97 and 100. That's like incredible. Isaac obviously got 100, but the fact Tomar smashed it by 20 points.
Yeah. Oh, he completely blitzed it.
Yeah, I mean, well done to you. I mean, that's deserving of a prize if I've ever seen one. So...
Yeah, let's have a look who he had. Did he have the winner?
Zverev. Yeah, mate. So,
he must have to get that amount of points. Like I said, it was very difficult to accumulate points because not many people had a Zverev Berrettini final. But he actually had Zverev winning it. He had Tsitsipas in the final.
Yeah.
And he must have got some good calls as well for Ralph. So well done to you.
Yeah. Indeed, mate. Indeed. Very, very good performance. Let's see how well you do on the slow clay. this week, not on the fast clay. Mate, so yeah, that sort of wraps up the bracket winners from last week and Madrid from last week. I think we'll just break up the tournaments now by announcing, well, Jordan's been waiting for it for a while, hasn't he? It's going to be Dosser of the Week.
Dosser!
Yes, indeed. It's that time again. Dosser of the Week.
Can't wait.
Well, I've got some quick reading to do to take you through the nominees. But yeah, let's make sure I've got it on it. Yeah, I do. Okay, I just thought I hadn't uploaded the button then for a second. But I have. Here we go. Dosser of the Week nominee. Don't know. It's not loading up that one for some reason. That was a bit bizarre. Anyway, but it was working earlier. Just bear with me 1 second. And maybe we'll go on to the Rome results and then I'll try and load it up and then we'll do it after the Rome results.
Just quickly while you do that, I'm going to just share this thing then because I want to quickly go through this. And that obviously all the results from the Excel sheet.
Yeah, yeah.
I can share it now because it's basically between me and you. Can you see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know you're trying to avoid this, but you can see here few weeks now.
Don't do this to me.
Well, what are you doing to me? You messed up the thing, so this is your time to be humiliated. See here, we'll go on ATP. So you've got the top tippers here. You've got January, Thomas Rock killed January. February got it. Chris Mear took March. Top Thomas Rock came back for April. I think Jordan's leading the way in May right now.
Wow.
But let's have a look at some of these results. So I've got the score at the top, but as you can see, there's a nice sea of JG here. I had a good little run. Miami Open, I think we drew. And then Ben come back a bit. He had Antalucia and Monte Carlo. Then with more JG. And apart from a story, mate, you're having a bit of a rough time recently. And the overall standings, if we have a look at them, this is for the men's, 14-9 right now. So I've got your number, mate. I've made a nice little, I've got some headway. I'm leading by 5. On that one. And on the women's, let's have a look at the women's.
Oh, God.
This one is, I think this is slightly closer. It looks like there's a few more Ben and JGs. We had quite a few draws on the women's, which is weird. We've had 3 draws.
Wow.
Which is quite rare. I feel like it's difficult to draw a bracket. we never copper each other's bracket that much, but it's happened.
No.
And I'm on a good little bit of running here, mate. I've won the last 2. Am I going to be able to win Rome? I think I won the Madrid one for both men and women's as well.
What's the score on the women's? Like,
have
the
a guess quickly.
I'd say similar to the other one, you're probably about 5 ahead.
No, I don't think it's that many.
No, is it not?
There we go, 2.
So that means
it's quite
in total.
Close, 9-7.
So that's in total though, you're what, 7 ahead?
Is 7 that, ahead what? In total, mate. We don't have a total one, but
no more. No, 7. Sorry. So, and what are we in, May? Oh, yep. Mate, I've got another half of the year to pull this back, I think. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I can do it. I really need these next couple of brackets to go my way, but they haven't started very well, I have to say.
I had to show you that because as we're doing Dosser of the Week, I might as well give you your own little shout out before Dosser of the Week.
Last week, it was me. That should just be a picture of me coming up. Right, I've tried to re-upload it. Let's see if it'll work this time. Here we go. Right, Dosser of the Week. And here are the nominees. Well, look at this. It's PCB. He was a set and 4 love up against Del Bonis. Lost 6 games in a row to lose the second set. Lost the third and out of the first round in his home country. Then we had Christian Garin. He was a set and 3-1 up against Berrettini. He lost 11 games in a row and lost the third set 6-love. And the third one, a lackluster performance versus Zverev. Not much more than this, as Zverev was the eventual winner. But the fans decided he should be included. And the winner is...
Dosser!
Pablo Carreño Busta!
I'm thrilled it's him because I didn't even know Nadal was in one of the nominations.
Can you believe it? I didn't know. I was like, how did he make it third? He did quite well, I thought, in this tournament. But, mate, it's messed up my internet, that's for sure.
think you're in the buttons. That's why, mate.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get out. It won't let me out.
Oh, no worries. It's all good. But no, yeah. Corino Busta definitely deserves it in his home country. He doesn't seem to do well in Madrid, mate. And I think he's in the running for this week as well, because he's already out in Rome.
I know.
He's withdrawn. I don't know what he's doing. I had him going quite far as well. So my Rome bracket's just been ruined by him. And, mate, I want to nominate him for Dosser of the Week this week as well. Give him Dosser of the Month. Because
mate, I think he deserves
not
it.
Not good enough.
He's just one of these poor performances. Oh, mate, this has completely screwed my internet up. I think it's a bit slow tonight. Oh, it's catching up now. That's good. I'm out of the buttons anyway. Oh. But yeah, I think that, well, maybe I should stop talking and then we'll go on to the Rome results. I'll share them. You can take us through them.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. I'm just going to pull up the results whilst my camera catches up. 1 second. There we go. Where are the results? I was watching myself.
Mate, it's ridiculous.
I know, mate. I think it's just there's some serious problems on the internet tonight. It's just running a little bit slow, unfortunately.
Right, have you got it up?
Yeah, here we go. I'll just share this. There we go.
Perfect. So, yeah. So let me see if I make this bigger because I can't see that.
Can you not?
I'll go full screen. It just means I can't see the chat. So, yeah. We go through some of the results today. Fritz. Oh, this is not today. Sorry, this is yesterday's. I thought you were bringing today's ones.
Oh, I thought you wanted to look over a couple of them. We can look at just today's. And I got a bit lucky in the bracket because I said Dimitrov to lose to the qualifier. The qualifier, Davidovich for Kina. I got a bit lucky there, didn't I? That was what I was hoping for. And Dimitrov out, mate. So that was good for me. Not so good for you, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, it's a potluck, wasn't it? We didn't have time to really to know who was going to be the qualifiers. I just went for Dimitrov on a bit of a whim. But yeah, it's inevitable. I would have gone for Fekini if I knew it was him. I think you would definitely know I would as well. A good beating Tommy Paul, happy with that. I've got a good going relatively good way. Norrie back again. Watch out for him. I think he's got a little run. Pelka Massetti. Here we go. And this is where
I need to go.
Apologies. Because I put my hands up, like I was just too cocky on the last one. I said too many big things about Pelka struggling in Rome, obviously the slower court. He demolished Massetti, absolutely demolished him. Massetti clearly, I think a lot of people would have felt the same as me and saying that they would think it would be an easy, easy victory. The bookies certainly thought it was going to be easy, 1.2 or something they had him for.
1.36.
1.36. So it's like, it happens, these things. I jinxed it. I jinxed him real good. Yeah, JG stands for jinx good. And I jinxed him brilliantly because I was giving it so much, saying there's no way. I truly believed it as well. And I got found out. And now I look like an idiot. So
JG,
put my hands up, messed up there. That was a ridiculous opinion. And I'm upset. I'm upset because I really wanted wanted Massetti to have a nice little run.
I think that's what it'll be known as now. JG just gambling on that result there, and it didn't come off, unfortunately. I know that I wanted him to win as well, mate. I was a little bit more realistic in my views, as I know the big servers are horrible to play against. Like Pelka didn't even play that well, to be honest. I just didn't think
it would be a chance, mate. I don't know. I think he was clearly having a bit of an off day. I don't know what Massetti was doing. It's clearly showing his age in terms of maybe we are sort of overhyping the kid a bit too much in terms of it's going to take him time to adjust because, mate, and this is talk about Pelka's shirt as well. I was watching it in the hope that Massetti could come back. That shirt is like a child's shirt. Obviously, it's not such the size of a child's shirt, but you wouldn't wear something like that if you had any kind of fashion sense. It's appalling.
Mate,
it was awful. One of the worst tennis attires I've ever seen. So if you've not seen it, go check it out. I thought it was disgusting.
Some people were liking it. I don't know.
Not for me, mate. If anyone likes it, I don't know what's wrong with you. But Pierini sounds so sad for Massetti. Yeah, it really was. Midfield Marshall sound many people thought it. Yeah, for sure. But let's see what Pelka can do, mate. He's on a bit of a run. The way he was playing, he could have a nice little run here in Rome.
He definitely could. I think it could be like the big John Isner effect. He's coming back. It's in the body of Riley Opelka. The big servers worked well. Big John was only, just caught short, wasn't he, in the last tournament. Had a great one, but I don't think Opelka, his ground shots didn't look on the same level as Isner's really today. They just, they weren't that great. It was just the serve was popping, and that was all he needed. And Massetti, backhand wasn't firing really, and only took one break a set. That's all he needs, isn't it?
Not really good enough. Obviously, showing his lack of experience big time, and Opelka just played him, dominated him really from minute one. Another one to talk about there is you've got Felix beat Schwartzman. That's another bit of a shot. I thought Schwartzman was going to have a really good run. I think I had him going to the semi-finals. I had Schwartzman going very far based off his form last year. But that's now, I believe, he's gone out the first round of Madrid, Monte Carlo, and now here. So he's having a bit of a weird clay court swing, Schwartzman. Yeah. And for someone who's the king, well, not the king of clay, but he's someone who's very good on clay.
El
Peque, the little guy. Super dangerous, usually. It's really sad to see, because at the end of the day, mate, I can't see him picking up too many points when we get to the indoor hardcourt season, and he's going to be playing against the likes of Medvedev, Zverev, all of them guys. We know how that goes. Usually bagels and breadsticks. So if he's not picking up his points now, he's going to really come out of favour, and he's going to lose out a lot. I don't think we'll be seeing him in the top 10 this year, or even, I mean, the race to Turin.
It's a bad form at the moment. Maybe this is the Uncle Tony effect, maybe. Who knows? Felix, he's playing quite well, actually. So to beat Schwartzman's no easier thing to do. No. And Felix himself, I don't know, he didn't play that badly in Monte Carlo.
The reason I'm saying that, mate, is Diego's gone out. He keeps going. He's gone out the first round of the last few tournaments. It's clearly something not quite right with his game. Although you can give Felix credit for still pulling there and putting in a good performance.
Sorry, not Monte Carlo, Barcelona. Got that one wrong. Yeah, mate, I think Schwartzman's having a bit of a tough time of it. If he plays anybody who's relatively powerful, I think he goes out at the moment, and that's the problem. Karatsev beat him. Felix has now beaten him. Karenia Busta beat him. Whereas Felix, he beat Krajinovic. Now he's beat Schwartzman. Who's next for him in the draw, which is, well, I'm sure we'll come to that. We'll have a quick look through the draw. As we go.
Yeah, before we go into that, let's just talk about the last few there. What do I want to talk about? Obviously, Djokovic, Taylor Fritz.
Yep.
He had a lot of going on. These two, they can never have a simple match. No. Obviously, the last time I remember was just Australian Open and all the injury of Djokovic and him coming back and with a Ted muscle. And that was ridiculous. Here, it was never going to be simple. Obviously, the rain started coming down. Djokovic started shouting at the umpire at the top of his lungs, getting so angry with him. The game resumed, and I was thinking at one point, oh, you know what? Taylor Fritz could force this to three in a tiebreak, but Djokovic just did what he did best. Taylor Fritz, he actually played some really good shots, especially the one to break back, because Djokovic was serving for the match, I believe. And he broke him back at a really big moment. Nice backhand. Aside from that, though, Taylor Fritz, a bit frail. In the tiebreak, not good enough, but it's Djokovic. And Djokovic played the good shots just right, and he's going to be into the next round. So no surprises there. Happy to see him advancing, because ultimately I want to see Djokovic have a nice run and play against someone who's a higher-ranked player, to see where his game's at before Roland Garros.
Yeah, mate. He did well to just close it out, obviously. It was 5-3, and then it went back to 5-5. Fritz, it was signs of Australian Open coming back, wasn't it? So it is this history repeating itself, but Djokovic has made it through. He will face the winner of Nori Davidovich-Fokina, I believe. That would be quite an interesting matchup. Don't actually know which one way that one will go, considering the form of Nori.
I think Nori can beat him, Fokina, but I think it's going to be a tight one. Fokina is probably going to be favourite, obviously, better clay court player generally. But this year, you would think Cam Nori was, because he's not losing against anyone. We've got Ivan Haskin here about his man Cilic against Tsitsipas. Does he have a chance? I think he does have a chance.
Yeah,
I'm going to shock you. I know we've been bigging up Tsitsipas this year, and you're only. Look back to last year, the last few podcasts, I was talking about Tsitsipas, like who can beat him? Is he now the biggest threat to Rafael Nadal? That was one of the titles. I still think he is, but the reason I'm saying is Marin Cilic, when he's on, he can beat anyone on the tour. And the only problem is with him, you can watch one match of Marin Cilic and he can be a world beater in a few shots. Then the point after, he just becomes like a challenger player. And you just don't know what Marin Cilic you're going to get, because it's so hit and miss. And you can see within a match, it can fluctuate so much as well, depending on not even sets. He can be great at the start of a set and then bad towards the end and then gets good again and thing. It's just so inconsistent. And we were talking about Ashley Barty, how consistent she is. If he could be a bit more like Ashley Barty, I think he would be a contender for Grand Slam still, to be fair, because he's still got that sheer brilliance in him. But whether we're going to see enough to actually win a tournament and win matches to advance enough to win a tournament is another question altogether. We've got Ivan saying he agrees with that, but we will see. I'm going to be cheering him on for you, though, because I know we've got a lot of Croatian fans, you and Davor specifically, who love him. So hopefully he can do it for you guys.
Yeah, mate. I think it's one of these things. He has all the quality. He's a Grand Slam champion, obviously. It's just, can he put it together set after set? I'm not so sure. I'm always going against him recently, and he keeps proving me wrong. I would like to see him make a run and actually compete with some of the big boys. I think this match against Tsitsipas will give you a real idea of where he is at right now in his career. If I'm honest, I think Tsitsipas is going to win, but it could be close. If Tsitsipas doesn't play his best tennis, Cilic has got all the tools. He could wipe him off the court. Never know. Anyway, do you want to speak about the women's briefly?
Yeah, we'll have a look at some of the results. Why not? I know we had a monster match the other day, didn't we? I know that's on the previous day, but it was like over 3 hours.
Camelia Giorgi against Cerebres Tormo. Giorgi, well, two tiebreak sets in the first two sets and then four love up in the final set, Camelia Giorgi, and then 5-3 up and still lost the next four games. Got the last two games to love as well, which was really disappointing. She must have just run out of steam. 4 hours, I mean, on court. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Obviously just got too much in three
sets. There were so many breaks of serve. I think I saw 17 breaks of serve or something ridiculous, they said. And it's like a classic Cerebres Tormo match. But
I can sort of try and bring up the score. It was the last one of the day there. So, 7-5, obviously in the final set. So it wasn't as competitive towards the end. She sort of, the wheels fell off a little bit.
Well, it was just break. Wasn't, I don't know, it's an exciting match from a neutral, probably not the best quality in terms of actually holding serve.
Yeah, 7 breaks of serve in the final set. So, and in the set before, there was
it was 17, breaks, mate. 17 in total.
That's so mad, isn't it? Crazy. So,
anyway, let's talk about today's ones.
Yeah,
so I was only just going to touch on that one.
Yeah.
Well, so on today's stuff with the women, the big one for me was actually Podoroska's back.
Yeah, love seeing
Podoroska's back on the clay. People don't know she was really good in the lower ranked ITF sort of tennis, and then she's been rising through the rankings, like 40th in the world now. Played in Roland Garros, got to the semifinals, I think, and lost to Iga Swiatek in the end.
Correct.
We've now seen her back on the clay again. And she wasn't the favourite. She was a big underdog against Siegmund. I thought that was a bit of a mistake from the bookies. I know Ben agrees with me as well.
Yeah.
And you can see there, she's looking good, but she's not been rewarded too much because her next match is Serena Williams. So let's see what happens with Podoroska.
Yeah, mate. She's definitely one to watch, though. That was her first clay court match since the French Open. So that's probably why they shied towards Siegmund. But if you made the semifinals of the French, surely you've got to be favorite at least against Siegmund. But
yeah, I thought that was a bit of an error, maybe because she's not played since on clay and they're not sure what game she was going to bring. And obviously her hard court form has been pretty abysmal since the restart. I don't think she's won a match, so probably a bit something to do with that. Muguruza, she got drawn against the TIG. Now I think Pavlyuchenkova withdrew. So the TIG went out. That was always going to happen. TIG not at the level of Muguruza.
This is a big result. Tomjanovic knocks out Vondrousova, 6-4, 6-2.
Did you call it? I think you might have.
I'm not sure if I did or not. I don't know if we even know the qualifier yet on that one. I'm not sure. But Ostapenko knocking out Konta in embarrassing fashion, really. 6-3, 6-1.
Disgrace. I keep talking about the Konta, but I'm just... I feel like I'm just going to say something on the podcast, which people are going to just be like, oh, JG's so harsh, he's so horrible. I've just done with her. I really am. I think it's hard. The reason I'm playing so tough of it is because being a British hope, obviously I've got the privilege of being half English, half Italian. So I can sort of stick on the Italian bandwagon. And with tennis, it's a much more better side to be on. I can assure you of that. The British side's woeful. And Jo Konta, I think she was someone I was always trying to get behind, like really keen for her matches, especially when she did well in that French Open that time. When she played at Wimbledon, it's always exciting. just always lets me down. Like for as long as I remember her playing, she's always let me down. And sad. I thought she was going to lose here today, to be fair, because she's just a letdown. That's what she does. I don't expect her to really do anything anymore. I'll be surprised if she does it, and I'll cheer her on if she gets far, but I just don't have no expectations for her.
Sort of agree with Prabesh. Konta is as British as Badeni. That's a little bit one of those, another ones we've sort of claimed as British. And she happens to be the one who's highest in the rankings. But yeah, hasn't been performing well of late. I'm not really sure. Maybe she'll make us. Sometimes she just shocks us in the big tournaments like the Grand Slam. She might just suddenly turn up. And that's, if anything,
I'll listen to this. Thomas Rock, JG. Just can't to do it anymore. I like that one. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. And Melez saying, Konta's winning Eastbourne. Book it. Well, remember that. Noted in my head, Melez. You've said Konta's winning Eastbourne. Let's see if it happens.
Right. Well,
I'll call you out on the stream. Like everyone called me out for my Pelka view opinion today.
Well, you know that she doesn't really play well against players who have a lot of power. So Ostapenko is a complete or worst type of player for her to be playing against.
She can play well against anyone, mate. It can vary.
So harsh.
No, it can vary. Like she can beat a lot of players, and then she can play against like the Tig could have beaten her today.
Yeah.
Like it can happen. She's just so I don't know what to expect from her.
Well, she lost Jodie Burridge in her first match back on the tour. So
like no offense. She shouldn't be losing that one.
Mate, yeah, well, I think that's enough of that. I'm going to turn that off until you, so you don't get yourself into any trouble with our British tennis players.
So I won't be getting her on, that's for sure.
I don't want to get her. Yeah, we've definitely, she won't want to come on after these kind of words. But
just yeah. more positive thing, then. You can get that up now. But I just want to say, Prabesh is actually a good point. Speaking of British, any thoughts on Murray? He looked good on practice, really good. I was super impressed with that. Obviously, he'd been hitting with Djokovic today and yesterday as well. I really liked some of the videos. I thought that was incredible. I thought the way he was, good. The ground strokes against Djokovic was amazing. Granted, it's practice. I think anyone can look great in practice, but some of the winners he was hitting against Djokovic, I thought it was brilliant. The volleys, the serving, he looked good. The only thing is he wasn't moving as freely as I'd hoped, but Andy Murray, he was saying to Djokovic that he feels well within himself. Obviously, the clay is not ideal for his hip. It's probably one of the worst surfaces because of all the sliding. Regardless of that, I'm really optimistic that Andy Murray, we can see him competing at some level. It's not going to probably be the top level, but I think he could be a bit more competitive in the recent tournaments because I'm seeing a lot more encouraging signs. Hitting with Schwartzman as well. I know Schwartzman's having a bit of a rough patch, but still a top player. And I think he was saying his mindset was he's going to just for him to speed up his return to the top flight, he's going to want to play against the best. He's playing against Djokovic. He's playing against Schwartzman on clay. He wants to be challenged himself because he wants to get back to a good level. And so for that, I commend him. I don't want to watch him play against challenger players week in, week out. I want to see him play against the best and then go to the challenges and win the challengers. Don't enter the challenges next time and just get there and do all right here and there and lose to Marchenko. Go all the way and win it.
Oh, I hope that he draws Schwartzman in the next tournament because he's having a terrible time. Might get a win, might get his confidence up. And then who knows, mate? Might be able to get a nice little run going. If he could just get a couple of wins under his belt, those aches and pains, they suddenly start disappearing when you're winning. But when you're losing, they start feeling like the world's coming to an end. So
I think he's playing doubles with Liam Brody.
Yeah, nice.
So we'll see how it gets on.
Liam Brody has been pretty good on the clay courts recently.
Good team.
Yeah, good person.
Liam Brody is an exciting player actually to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. I think good beard recently as well. I like that beard. So he's been representing the GB beards. But mate, we've been on for probably longer than what we thought we were going to be on here today. I just wanted to sort of announce, been sort of working behind the scenes to try and bring something, another little bit of fun to some of the episodes. Hopefully my internet allows me to play this new little game that I've just sort of invented. I haven't invented it. I'm not going to big myself up that much. But yeah, I've created a little game for you guys just that we're going to show you this week. And then you can probably come back next week to hopefully find out the results. So here we go, is the new game.
face the game. It's the game of the faces. Time to face the game.
That's right.
It's the game of faces.
That's right. It is time for the game of faces. Yeah, I can quickly explain how this will work. Right, here we go. So this will be the player that you're looking at this week. You'll have one player. It will be their hair. The next part will be their eyes. The third part, the nose and cheeks. The fourth, the chin and the mouth. And number five, the ears and the body. So I will bring this one back up on the screen for you guys so you can have a little look and work out if you can, well, see if you can guess who it is, because I showed JG this one pre-match.
Well, you tested it on me, didn't you? So you just did it on me, and so I can't really play along because I'll be cheating. Whether I can remember or not, it's another matter.
Exactly.
But something I didn't know, mate, until you've just told me. The ears and body was the same. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said, because it was, I've used one shell of a person for this thing. So that's why it was difficult. I couldn't really take the ears off because they're all at a different level to the rest of the people's faces.
So ears and the body. Okay, that makes sense.
I just thought ears. So the whole neck, body, ears, that they're all the same person. The hair and the forehead, that's the one bit. If you you can watch that little bit I just showed you. So it's highlighting which bit's which. So, yeah, you guys take it in.
We've had a lot of guesses already. So I don't know if you want to do the announcement of the where people are right or wrong now. Probably should, right?
No, we're not giving any of this away. I want you to put all of your guesses. If you're only listening to this on Spotify or onto Apple Podcasts, make sure you jump over into our Discord or onto the YouTube video. Take a look at it and then write your answers in the comments section or in the Discord. I'm going to post this into the Discord, this picture, so you guys can just have a look at it in there and just give us your answers and probably give a prize to the winner if you manage to get all five of these right, mate.
We've got to do it on first come, first serve. So to enter this, to actually get it in, you're going to have to put the answers in the description below. No, in the description, in the comments below or in the Discord. Either or qualifies. And then Ben will judge. What about if people only get some right and some wrong?
Well, mate, then we'll come back to it at this time next week or in the first podcast of next week. And then I can announce if anybody got them all right. And if they didn't, I can just either reveal it or you can keep it going if you want. But we'll decide through the Discord how we want to keep playing this game. Or I can just knock you up another mishmash of a face of a player. So it's going to be.
I don't think people can comment right now because we're live. But when the video ends, people will be able to comment. I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, mate. And if you see your first clue is at the bottom right hand side of the screen. That all of these five players are inside the ATP Top 100. So you've only got 100 players to look through right now. Just got to guess which ones it is. So all the best of luck to you guys. Spent a little bit of time trying to devise something a little bit fun that we can come back to each week. But
I'm not sure if Midfield Maestro is right there. Monfils, Felix, and TFO. Not sure if that's correct. However, make sure you leave them in the comments below when we end this broadcast. Obviously, you can pause it on this part of the video to check. Maybe we'll put a picture in the Discord as well so people can guess on there. But good luck to everyone. The prize, whoever gets the most right, or I don't know how Ben's going to judge it.
Yeah, mate, we'll just see how many people can get all of them right first. If they can, then we'll have to select a winner from all the people who got all of them right.
And there are five different players.
Yep, five different players,
yep. And they're all recent pictures of the players. It's nothing from too long ago, right?
No, mate, this is the ATP Top 100 as of now. So,
talking about the pictures, not somewhere, it's not... a player from 10 years ago.
No, they're all current players playing at the moment.
No, but I don't mean that. It's not a picture of someone 10 years ago.
They're literally within the last couple of years, all these pictures. So they're not going to have changed that much.
Got you.
So anyway, I think without further ado, I think that's probably where we wrap it up, mate.
Yeah. Big thanks to everyone who watched this one. Good luck in the competition. If you haven't already, like the video, hit the subscribe button, and we'll see you tomorrow for another roundup or a live watch along.
Yes, guys. Come on, Karatsev!
See ya.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.